Time for a bit of Monday motivation. Let's talk to the man with the answers for that, Rick Mirabella from runners.com, R-U-N-N-E-Z.com. Good morning to you, Rick.
Morning, mate. I tell you what we've done. We've already got 6 weeks through the calendar version of winter.
Yeah.
We are absolutely flying. We are flying.
I tell you what, in the beautiful Greater Bendigo area yesterday too, it was a gorgeous sunny day and there was a bit of warmth, just a wee bit of warmth in that sun as well. So I'll take that every day of the week. Mind you, the real feel this morning here is about -2. So
no, you don't have to put a dampener on that. Get out and enjoy the -2 feel. We're talking about lifting heavy things up and down today.
Right.
Shifting tin, the kids call it these days. Ramona, me and you are a bit old for vernacular like that, but shifting tin. Now, listen, doesn't have to be in a weights room, doesn't have to be in an intimidating commercial gym. That's a story for another day. We can talk about how to get back into that field, but just being able to be aware of regularly lifting things. Every year after the age of 25, we lose 1% skeletal muscle mass. 1%.
Wow.
So if you want to be like a Benjamin Button or an ever young and ever energetic human being after the age of 50, 60, 70, intelligently, sustainably, start lifting things up and down again. Now, it doesn't have to be any kind of Arnold Schwarzenegger type of activity, but just going in the backyard and just knowing maybe a couple of bricks or maybe a couple of, just doing sets of 3x10.
Yeah.
Basic stuff of bicep curls, mate. Doesn't have to be crazy.
A box with a half a dozen bottles of wine in it?
That's perfect. And usually if it's Robbo, they're empty, so that's a bit lighter. But what they're going to be, but literally, and look, YouTube, mate, you don't have to be a sports scientist these days. Go look at YouTube for proper techniques, because I'm always big on intelligence and not getting injured being number one, okay? But a couple of squats, a couple of sit-down, stand-ups, chair with holding a little brick or a plate or a bottle of wine, whatever. And then just really introducing some more stuff in over the next few weeks. It sounds almost ridiculous to think about this, but that is how important it is.
Yeah.
Because skeletal muscle mass is so important for longevity of life, for vibrancy of movement, for the ability to move up and down without injuries. But more importantly, mate, just to stave off old age.
Yeah.
Like if that's the only motivation you've got, then it does really, really help after the age of 25, 30, but especially 50, 60, staving off old age and is lifting some weights or lifting some resistance.
I think one of the really important points you mentioned there earlier is not to injure yourself. And I guess the way you lift is really important, because that's what a lot of people would be scared of. Oh, I'll do me back in if I try and lift something heavy. But not if you do it in the correct way.
Of course. Sorry to interrupt. It doesn't have to be heavy, mate, either. Like, it's just about resistance of some form. And that's why there's obviously websites everywhere and YouTube, whatever. So you don't have to do anything blind anymore.
Hmm.
That's the thing as well. You don't have to just go, oh, I'm not going to do it because I'm not sure on what to do. Whereas you've got a free source there called YouTube that'll get you from point A to point B pretty bloody quick. And it's not about making yourself into, like I said, an Arnold Schwarzenegger or an Olympic weightlifter. It's just about being able to move better, stave off old age, have a little bit more muscle mass on your body. Obviously, the byproducts like from body composition, you might feel better and look better in clothes and all that stuff. But I'm talking about something far, far, far more important.
Yeah. No, well, I mean, I do it on a regular basis here, the heavy lifting at the radio station, carrying all these other bloody people here that I work with. So, you know, that's quite good for the health and fitness too. Yeah.
If you don't say so yourself, you are the difference. You are the man. Robbo just rocks into the studio and says, the difference is here.
Yeah.
The number one ratings man is here. I can carry all you guys now. You don't have to worry.
Yes. No, it's fair to say, mate, that my brilliance is only outshone by my modesty. So there you go.
It is, mate. You're a humble man. Humble man if I've ever seen one.
13-7, Rick Mirabella. Thank you so much. Have a great week. We'll talk next week.
Take care, brother.